Hi, I'm Asha Tomlinson.
And I'm David Common.
And we're hosts of CBC Marketplace. We're award-winning investigative journalists that want to help you avoid clever scams, unsafe products, and sketchy services.
Our TV show has been Canada's top investigative consumer watchdog for more than 50 years, but this is our first podcast.
CBC Marketplace podcast is available now on the CBC Listen app or wherever you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. Calgary's former mayor has a new political goal.
I'm Nahid Nenshi, and I'm running to be leader of the Alberta NDP and your next premier.
Nahid Nenshi making it official on social media. He was the first Muslim mayor of a major North American city, leading Calgary from 2010 to 2021. The NDP race kicked off after Rachel Notley announced in January she would step down. A new leader will be chosen in June. Officials from Canada, the U.S., and Caribbean nations are meeting in Jamaica. The subject, the crisis in Haiti. Gangs are battling the government for control of the country. Kate McKenna reports.
As Haiti faces one of its biggest political crises yet, political leaders are meeting in Kingston to talk about how to restore order and build a transitional team that will take the country towards an election, as well as discussing deploying a delayed multinational security mission to restore order. Bob Ray is attending this meeting on behalf of Canada. He says Canada will support this effort, but won't be sending troops.
Canada, for example, has focused all of its efforts on training the Haitian National Police and providing additional training to the leadership of the police.
Ray says both the airport and ports remain closed, making it difficult to get supplies and food into the country. Global Affairs says nearly 3,000 Canadians are registered in Haiti. Canada's embassy there is open for now. Ray says they're closely monitoring the security situation on the ground. Kate McKenna, CBC News, Ottawa.
Two avalanches in the backcountry in western Canada have had vastly different outcomes. In one, a 19-year-old died skiing in Kananaskis, Alberta. The other avalanche, not far from Vancouver over the weekend, was scary, but not deadly. Yvette Brend has more.
When we first got the call, I mean, we were thinking that we were going to be going up there to find a body.
Jim Laurie of North Shore Rescue acted as search commander on Sunday when a 911 call came in. A couple was snowshoeing down the mountain when an avalanche swept them down a backcountry slope. He got free, called 911, and rescuers guided him in the frantic search for his wife.
She was fully buried, face down in the snow with just her snowshoe poking out.
He says the woman had been buried upside down 15 to 20 minutes before her partner was able to dig her free by hand. She was hypothermic, a bit blue, and at first unconscious. But after she was warmed and carried down the slope, the couple left in their own car. Avalanche Canada has issued multiple warnings of dangerous conditions in western Canadian mountains. Two skiers were buried in Alberta in a slide near Kananaskis. One of them, a 19-year-old Kelowna man, died. Yvette Brend, CBC News, Vancouver.
The U.S. House of Representatives will hold a vote Wednesday that could lead to TikTok being banned in the U.S., but the fallout could reach people here at home. Katie Simpson explains.
Merry Christmas. This is
oh
for you.
My God!
Snarky Marky, as he's known on TikTok, is Mark Gaetano. He's from Toronto, is a full-time student, but makes his living as a content creator with his 4.6 million TikTok followers.
In the event that TikTok does get banned, there goes three quarters of my audience, which will be a huge hit to my livelihood.
On Wednesday, the House is set to vote on a bill that would require TikTok's Chinese parent company, ByteDance, to sell the platform within 5 months or else face significant App Store restrictions that could amount to a ban. American lawmakers, including Republican Senator Marco Rubio, say ByteDance is a national security threat because of its ties to the Chinese communist government. TikTokers themselves have also taken up the cause, flooding lawmakers with phone calls and emails ahead of Wednesday's vote. Katie Simpson, CBC News, Washington.
The parent company that owns most of the daily newspapers in Atlantic Canada is filing for creditor protection. The Saltwire Network says all 23 of its newspapers will continue to operate as usual. And that is your World This Hour. I'm Neil Herland.